Hey there and welcome to the podcast. I'm Greg Detmer. Sitting across from me is no one. No Jay Hill today, folks. This is a quick mini cast, and I just wanted to jump on here and share a quick story about one of my children that I think you'll find very powerful in the world we're living in right now. Isaac is my middle child. He is number 3 out of 5. There's 2 younger, 2 older. He's the youngest boy. Typical middle child. The thing with Isaac is he's always struggled wanting to go to school. It's always been hard for him. He's got some fear and anxiety that he's really been working on for the past couple years about going to school. He eventually gets it each school year, but then it's like starting over at the beginning of the year. So in kindergarten and preschool, it probably took him a good 2 or 3 months before he could successfully walk into school on his own without needing to be held back or without tears or any incident where he was kind of fighting not to go. I knew this was going to be a tough drop-off for the first day of first grade. You see, Isaac was coming off a 2.5 month school closure followed by 3 months of summer. So it had been almost 6 months since he was in school. I knew it was going to be hard, and it was. It was a rough drop-off, so much so that it ended up taking them about 2.5 hours to get him into his first grade classroom. That's hard for him, and it's also hard for me as a parent, just to know that he's struggling with wanting to go to school, especially with Christy and I both being educators. I do want to point out, too, that his behavior, it's not a defiance. It's a true scare, nervous, and anxious feeling that is having him act out in these ways of not wanting to go to school. So that was the first day of first grade. At home that night, it's all I could think about was how the second drop-off was going to go. And I knew in my gut, like, this is going to be hard. This is going to be rough. I was telling myself all the stories of how bad this was going to be. So much so, I remember I got done with everything prepping for school, and we had about 20 minutes to sit at home. And that 20 minutes just seemed like an eternity because I just wanted to get this over with. I didn't want to sit around and wait for this horrible event. I wanted to go at least get it started, get it over with so I could start my day. There was one thing different about the second day of drop-off, though, and that was that Isaac's twin sisters, Lydia and Leah, started school that day. This was their first day of preschool. Isaac and the twins have always had a special relationship. You see, they got to spend the first 2.5, 3 years of their lives together all day, every day, because they would go to daycare together. They'd play together. Isaac would feed them. Isaac was their defender, their protector. And he'd do stuff for them that they couldn't do, like open the snack cupboard, turn on lights, never turn them off for some reason, get clothes out of their dressers and so forth. He was always there with them. And he still plays with them all the time. It's not uncommon for us to find Isaac playing house or playing kitchen or whatever with his twin sisters. And they really love him for this. And they really look up to him for that as well. So as we were approaching on the second day, Isaac was holding the hands of Lydia and Leah. He was in the middle of them, one on each side. And we were getting to the point where he knew it, the spot where it's like, this is where Dad says goodbye. And I looked at him and I could see, although he was hanging his head really low with a scared face, his eyes were watering, I could see him do something. I could see him visibly hold his breath in and then he let it go. It was so visible too with his mask. He took that deep breath, held it for a few seconds, released it, lifted his head up, looked at both his sisters, and said, "Let's do this, twinnies." And he walked through the doors of school without a single tear from Lydia or Leah, and just his eyes slightly watering. The crazy thing is, when I think of this story, one, my allergies always flare up, because anytime I think of this moment, my eyes tear up. And it's either an emotion of just being extremely proud of this little 6-year-old boy, or allergies every time. But I want to deny feeling that emotion because I'm a guy and that's what guys do. The crazy thing when I think and reflect on this story is, of all our kids, Isaac was the only one who could have successfully taken them into school without them having tears. And that goes back to that relationship they have. I'm also convinced that the more Isaac does this, he's clearly showing his twin sisters that school is safe, school is fun, this is what we do, there's nothing to be afraid of, that the more he does that for them and the more he models it for them, the more he is going to believe that as well. And I'm happy to say he's been doing this successfully for the last 4 weeks. It's crazy. I love it. It has been one of my most dreaded parts of the day, has now become one of my favorite parts because I can just sit there and watch him take on his fear. And that's what the story is all about. It's taking on that fear. Right now in education, we're doing some hard, scary stuff. I don't know where your school district is or what plan they're doing for learning in this pandemic. Maybe it's virtual, maybe it's hybrid, some of each, maybe it's all in person. Each of those has an element of unknown, of fear, where we've never done this before. And I think the story of Isaac can be extremely powerful because we can be like Isaac. As Isaac took on his fear of going to school, his fear and anxiety did not go away. It's still there. He doesn't want to talk about school. When he's done with school, he's done. But he keeps doing it. He keeps showing up. And I think in 2020, with all these unknowns and the different types of teaching we're doing now, so even though all these things are new and hard, the thing about educators is we're used to hard. Think about it. Think of your first year teaching. It was hard. Think about implementing new curriculum. It's hard. Think about meeting every student's needs. It's hard. We do hard for a living. And when we see the results of that, it's so worth it. It's encouraging to see the product of that. And I hope someday Isaac can see the product of the hard work he's doing right now, taking his twins to sisters to school, that he can look back and say, because of me, they were able to successfully go to school. But here's some takeaways from Isaac's story. Number one, be an Isaac for someone. There's a lot of people out there right now who are scared and nervous and don't know what's coming. And we can be the people next to them that grabs their hand. We control what we can, and maybe that's all just our breathing. And then we pick our heads up and we move forward, taking that person with them, encouraging them and letting them know that we can do this. Number two is to find an Isaac for yourself. It's foolish to think that we can go through life on our own, that we're not going to need encouragement, that we're not going to need someone to grab our hands and say, it's going to be okay. One of the things I didn't tell you about the story was that even though Isaac was the one walking his sisters in, right behind him was Isaac's older brother, Caleb. And he didn't tell Isaac what to do, but just his presence of being there let Isaac know that this is going to be okay. And the third thing is to be Isaac for yourself. We have a lot of challenges, but we can control the way we breathe. We can hold our head up and we can move forward. I encourage you to never underestimate the power you give yourself by believing in you. We are stronger than we will ever give ourselves credit for. We got this. We can do it. And until next time, go be awesome.